You're listening to Newtonia. A diamond melting experiment could improve fusion capsules and planet models. Laser-driven shocks melted diamond near 1 trillion pascals while X-rays tracked its atomic structure. The measurements resolve a long dispute and may improve models of fusion capsules and ice giant interiors, but the suggested threefold fusion gain remains a prediction, not an achieved result. Scientists have watched diamond melt under pressures greater than those at the centers of Neptune and Uranus. The result fixes a long-running mismatch between experiments and computer models, with possible consequences for tiny fusion fuel capsules and for theories of diamond rain inside ice giant planets. The 30-second summary. What happened? A laser shock compressed tiny diamond samples to about 1 trillion pascals while X-ray diffraction tracked their atomic structure through melting. Why does it matter? The measured melting temperature now agrees with quantum simulations, giving fusion and planetary models a firmer physical benchmark. What is the catch? The experiment lasted billionths of a second. It did not run a fusion shot or demonstrate the predicted threefold increase in energy gain. Key number. About 7,300 Kelvin, hotter than the sun's surface, was the measured melting temperature near pressures of 1 trillion pascals. How the team caught a billionth of a second melt? Researchers used the Omega Laser Facility at the University of Rochester to vaporize the outer layer of a tiny diamond target. That action launched a shock through the sample, briefly creating pressures roughly three times those at Earth's core. X-ray diffraction recorded how the carbon atoms were arranged as the sample crossed from crystal to liquid. The Nature Physics paper published on August 13, 2026 reports melting near 7,300 Kelvin, with a slight decrease in temperature as pressure rose. The data closed an approximately 20% gap between earlier experimental temperatures and quantum mechanical simulations. Why a fusion capsule contains diamond? In inertial confinement fusion, lasers strike a small capsule and drive it inward, compressing hydrogen isotopes until nuclei can fuse. Diamond is used as the capsule shell because it can transfer the shock cleanly, but the shell must melt uniformly. Irregularities can distort the implosion and waste the laser's energy. The Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory account of the experiment says the corrected melting curve may allow a slightly slower first shock while still fully melting the shell. Models predict that the fuel would then remain more compressible and could produce up to three times the gain with the same laser energy, if other sources of instability are controlled. That conditional forecast is not a measured reactor improvement. Newtonia has also covered a laboratory method for separating tritium in fusion fuel recycling, another example of a component problem that must be solved separately from producing practical electricity. Diamond that floats inside a planet. The measurements confirm that solid diamond is less dense than metallic liquid carbon at these pressures, so a diamond fragment would float in the melt much as ice floats in water. A 2025 Nature study of liquid carbon had already observed diamond formation and complete melting at lower pressures, while the new work extends direct structural measurements toward 1 trillion pascals. Models of Neptune and Uranus propose that carbon can crystallize and sink through their deep interiors. Better melting data helps constrain where solid diamond, liquid carbon, or mixtures could exist, but no probe has sampled those layers. Astronomers instead combine laboratory physics with remote evidence, much as chemical debris around white dwarfs reveals ingredients of destroyed planets. Before we overstate the result, the experiment tested microscopic samples for nanoseconds, not a power plant or a whole planetary interior. The projected fusion gain comes from implosion models and depends on controlling other degradation mechanisms. A single shock kept carbon in the diamond structure until melting. Multiple shocks may produce different phase pathways. Diamond rain remains a model-based interpretation of inaccessible planetary interiors, supported by laboratory physics rather than direct observation. What happens next? The LLNL team plans to use the National Ignition Facility to probe harder-to-reach conditions and follow Diamond through multiple shocks. Those tests should show whether the corrected melt curve survives the more complicated sequence used in a real fusion implosion. The achievement is a measurement, not a fusion breakthrough. The team replaced an uncertain melting line with direct atomic scale evidence. The promised gain will matter only if a future implosion turns that better material model into more energy at the target. Read the full article at newtnia.com.